enacted an income tax increase over Kansas Governor Sam Brownback's veto to raise $1.2 billion over 2 years to help balance the budget and provide additional money for public schools. An atheist group is raising questions about prayers at high school basketball games in western Kansas, but school officials say students led the prayers. Wichita Eagle reports the Freedom from Religion Foundation sent letters to the Shaolin and Weskin school districts complaining about basketball players praying after games in January with coaches participating. Kansas, Mid-America Network News. I'm Rick Averett.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace, and it's the perfect time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, including Weber, Traeger, and more. Plus, Ace has grill experts to make sure you get the right grill, whether you're looking for gas, charcoal, wood pellet, or ceramic. And right now, get the right grill delivered right to your house. Now through the 4th, hurry in and buy any grill $3.99 and up, and we'll assemble and deliver it free, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating store for scheduling and details.
Introducing the new Lucky Charms Shake at Burger King. It's a mix of hand-spun vanilla-flavored soft serve, tasty bits of Lucky Charms cereal, and memories of watching Saturday morning cartoons in your PJs. The new Lucky Charms Shake at Burger King. Relive your childhood in a cup. Maybe it's the magical marshmallow pieces flying up your straw. Maybe it's the magically delicious taste. Whatever the reason, it's a good reason to head over to a Burger King restaurant and try one now. Only at Burger King. Also, try the Fruit Loop Shake now at Burger King. Shakes available for a limited time only. Participation varies.
A Northeast Kansas man who faces several allegations of sexual assault has been found guilty of all charges in cases involving two women. A Jackson County jury deliberated about 3 hours Friday before finding 22-year-old Jacob Ewing of Holton guilty of rape and aggravated criminal sodomy of the two women. Ewing had been acquitted in April of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl and faces trials involving allegations from three other women later this year. Drivers in the Sunflower State now have more reasons to buckle up. Effective this past Saturday, the fine for driving without a seatbelt increased from $10 to $30. State lawmakers approved the legislation back in May to increase the fines for anyone 18 years of age or older. The extra $20 goes to a fund for the Seatbelts Are for Everyone program, an advocacy program working to persuade Kansas students to use their seatbelts. Mid-America Network News.
For the first time this summer, nationwide, coming to a tire store near you, BF Goodrich presents Summer Smash 2017. Don't miss out. From June 26th to July 16th, get a $50 reward card after submission with the purchase of four new BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires.
Take advantage of this limited time offer at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville today.
See BFGoodrichTires.com/promo for details. Offer expires 7/16/2017. Void where prohibited.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. A Northeast Nebraska community is keeping its county court judgeship for now, but the fight to do so showed a conflict brewing over whether judicial resources should go to the state's urban or rural areas. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports the state court administrator's office asked the Judicial Resources Commission last week to postpone a decision about whether to fill an 8th judicial district vacancy. Commissioners voted 10-3 to replace the vacancy. Authorities say four people on motorcycles died Saturday after a vehicle crossed the center line of a western Nebraska highway. Nebraska State Patrol is trying to determine what caused the accident on U.S. Highway 26 south of Lake McConaughey Saturday morning. And eastern Nebraska health officials warning that smoke from 4th of July fireworks could create air quality issues and trigger reactions in those sensitive to pollutants. Mid-America Network News.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales event, get a Ford F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on the award-winning built Ford Top F-150. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And save big on the Ford F-150. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event, going on now only at your Midwest Ford dealers.
Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month per $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday and approved hiring Francine Cromie as county appraiser for a four-year term effective July 1st. She had served as Washington County appraiser, and the matter drew to a close following previous actions where the board had initially advised current county appraiser Tim Antoine that they would be soliciting applications for the position as her contract expired at the end of June. An original plan to open the position for hire annually to remain consistent with other appointed posts had failed to materialize, as the county attorney advised that the appraisers to be hired for a four-year term per state law. Antoine was told that she was welcome to apply for the opening. She met with commissioners after the decision Monday at their request, and they went into executive session for 5 minutes with her and the county attorney present. No action followed that session. Several annual budget requests were presented. No changes for the road and bridge, solid waste, noxious weed, household hazardous waste, recycling, public works, janitor, RSVP, and the Marshall County 4-H building. Marshall County Partnership for Growth requested consideration of a $5,000 increase to $10,000, and the county extension asked for a slight increase. No action was taken. Washington County Commissioners met Monday. County Appraiser Francine Cromie advised she will not be renewing her contract. Her position will be advertised. The Road and Bridge Supervisor is looking at options for a new lowboy trailer with an estimate of $30,000. Commissioners asked for additional information. They also asked if the department was budgeting for new motor graders. A discussion regarding hail damage on county buildings was held, and commissioners were advised that Mary Scott, Regional Salvation Army Coordinator, will be bringing fans for low-income households. Nemahal County Commissioners met Monday. Road and Bridge advised they would start work after the 4th on a bridge in Richmond Township. Several budget requests were presented, including a $95,000 increase for the Sheriff's Department to a total of $1.445 million. Commissioners reviewed a draft of the budget, suggesting some changes. No action was taken on a request for two new desks for the county clerk's office from Custom Wood Products for $9,700. Complete county commissioners' minutes posted on our website, KNDYradio.com, and on our Facebook page. Three adults were arrested on drug charges resulting from a search warrant served in the 1600 block of Elm Street in Marysville Thursday evening. The three were not identified. Marysville and Waterville Police and the Marshall County Sheriff's Office conducted the activity. Gage County authorities are stepping up efforts to reduce speeding in the Cortland area on U.S. 77 north of Beatrice. Several local residents had expressed concern that 65-mile-per-hour highway traffic was not slowing to 45 miles per hour as posted. The Nebraska Department of Roads is providing additional funding to add enforcement to encourage drivers obey the speed limit. The enforcement period runs through July 10th. On the Marshall County Senior Citizen Lunch Menu Monday, hamburger with beans, pasta salad, and strawberry poke cake. Closed Tuesday, Wednesday's menu taco salad, chips, beans, fresh fruit, and a cinnamon coffee cake.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, it looks like much of the central and southern parts of the United States will see ongoing chances for some showers and thunderstorms across the area over the next several days. We do have the stationary front pretty much staying stalled out across the area and will continue to push off slowly as we head over the next couple of days, like I said, bringing ongoing chances for those showers and thunderstorms. It does look like temperature-wise, though, we're going to see temperatures anywhere from the mid to upper 80s. Definitely in some areas of the country, we're going to see temperatures warm up, especially as we head towards the middle and end of the week. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Monday, we cannot rule out some showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny at 87. Tonight, chance of storms, low is 68. For tomorrow, cloudy skies, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 85. Tomorrow night, a slight chance of storms with a low near 67. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see temperatures at 88. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Every producer worth his salt knows you're paid to produce. Same in our business. As ag banking experts, we know how to help your operation be successful, how to grow your business, how to produce results. So when you need an ag banking specialist for any reason, talk to us. Like you, we're paid to produce. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
A big part as we hear from Kansas Wheat's Marsha Boswell.
Street mosaic virus.
The average high temperature early July 88, the average low 67. Sunset this evening 8:50, sunrise in the morning 6:02.
Add a burst of color to your home with Valspar paint from Hometown Lumber and Hardware. They have a range of colors to choose from, and with your purchase of Pristine and Medallion paint, you can get a $10 rebate per gallon or $40 per 5-gallon containers of Valspar. This spirited holiday offer is good June 25th through July 9th. Splash on the color and then stand back in awe of the long-lasting, beautiful results. Visit Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville for Valspar paint and rebates.
Not one, but two. Five players hit multiple home runs on Sunday, and fans love the long ball as Harper and Judge rule the All-Star voting. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Five big leaguers hit multiple homers Sunday, including Mookie Betts, who had a monster game.
And he swings and rips one deep down the left field line, hooking toward the corner, and it is gone. A home run. A multiple home run game for Mookie Betts.
On WEEI, Betts finished with eight RBIs, and the Red Sox crushed the Blue Jays 15-1. In the late game, Bryce Harper showed why he's number one in all-star voting in both leagues.
Swinging a high drive to right center field deep. Piscotty going back on the run to the warning track. Leaps at the wall. It's gone. It's Bryce Harper, four, and the Cardinals nothing.
On WJFK, the Nats topped the Cardinals 7-2. Yankees rookie Aaron Judge topped the American League in votes. The home run leader spoke after he got the news.
I'm looking forward to it. You know, when we go out there to Miami, I'm just going to try to enjoy every moment and just go out there and have some fun.
Three Astros are in the starting lineup. 12 first-time starters, the most since 1970, the Midsummer Classic in Miami, Tuesday, July 11th. Indians' Jose Ramirez with a two-homer day.
Swung on, and there's a fly ball to right. Way back there, and that ball is gone. A home run to the opposite field for Ramirez.
On WTAM, Cleveland outslugs Detroit 11-8. Next up, a young Cub does the double.
Driven in the air, deep right field. This could leave the yard. Home run. Ian Happ with his second one of the day.
On WSCR, Chicago tops the Reds 6-2. And finally, Marlins All-Star Marcel Ozuna has a pair.
1-2, and Ozuna drives one deep to left. There it goes. Braun looking up at the wall. Goodbye.
On WINZ, in Miami defeated Milwaukee 10-3. Wimbledon kicks off this morning. Top-ranked Andy Murray will face Alexander Bublik of Russia. American Sam Carey takes on Tomas Fabiano. In the women's draw, Angelique Kerber's in action, and Venus Williams faces German Elise Mertens. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Blue Valley Telecommunications wants to make sure you're experiencing the best internet possible. First, take note of the wireless devices in your home. Don't forget to count smartphones, Netflix, and gaming devices that connect to the internet. Remember, the more devices you have, the higher your speed needs to be. Next, make sure your router is properly placed in your home. Sometimes Wi-Fi signals can have difficulty traveling through thick plaster walls or concrete basements. If you have more questions about bettering your internet experience, give us a call or visit our website at bluevalley.net.
Cattlemen, anaplasmosis is a disease spread mostly by ticks and blood-sucking insects. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville can help you select effective insecticides to control these pests, as well as the most convenient application method. From cattle rubs and desticators to mineral feeder lids that coat the head of the cow with insecticide, go a step further and fill that feeder with mineral-containing Cinnagar. Available at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Open 8 to 8 Monday through Friday, 8 to 6 on Saturday, and 12:30 to 5 on Sundays.
Valley Vet Supply.
News that affects profitability and decisions made on your farm or ranch happens around the clock and around the world. You don't have to wait until an appointed news time to get the big story. AgView.net is a site committed to bringing you the news important to you. Compared with other sites that give you every story they can find and leave you to sort it out, AgView.net has people with real-world agriculture experience that separates the wheat from the chaff to give you the stories and interviews that matter most to you. AgView.net.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Securing Our Agriculture and Food Act recently passed through both the House and Senate in a bipartisan fashion, now awaiting final approval of President Trump. The language in the bill helps to clarify what the role is of the Department of Homeland Security as it works with other federal agencies to prevent agricultural terrorism. The DHS Assistant Secretary for Health Affairs is the official charged with collaborating between the agencies to keep America's food supply safe. But the act does not supersede the authority of the Secretary of Agriculture when it comes to food and agriculture. Iowa Congressman David Young first authored the bill in 2016 and again this year, largely in response to the avian influenza outbreak of 2015, the costliest animal outbreak in U.S. history. Analysis from the Congressional Budget Office says the bill would cost less than $500,000 a year to implement and would not affect direct spending or revenue. Well, an Iowa father and son have been sentenced to jail as corporate officials who have legally been found responsible for that foodborne disease outbreak. Austin DeCoster and his son Peter were sentenced to 3 months in jail for selling adulterated food as corporate officers. The U.S. District Judge heard the case, noted prison time was a necessary thing to deter corporate officials from selling unsafe food. Now, both men appealed their sentences, but the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear the case. The DeCosters pled guilty to shipping eggs with false processing and expiration dates on the packages. They also pleaded guilty to bribing a USDA inspector to approve the poor quality eggs for sale to the public. The company was then hit with a $6.8 million fine, and the two men each paid an additional $100,000 fines. Although they did plead guilty, the men stated they did not know that the eggs were contaminated. But they did admit they were in a position to stop the problem. With this Ag Business Update from AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network is brought to you by Abilene Machine and Mel Hamilton Ford. Well, as wheat harvest moves into the western part of the state, we are seeing some of the effects of a number of issues that faced the western Kansas wheat crop. Of course, the blizzard took a toll on the wheat. Also, some disease issues played a big part, as we hear from Kansas Wheat's Marcia Boswell.
Wheat streak mosaic virus is the disease that is plaguing western Kansas farmers this year, including Shane Supas of Dighton. Supas reported that half of his wheat acres were lost to wheat streak mosaic virus, lack of moisture, and a combination thereof. He said there just wasn't adequate moisture at planting time here. After planting, there wasn't a measurable amount of precipitation for 90 days. Now, an influx of moisture had prevented Supas from getting in the field until Thursday. His first rounds of cutting saw 12 to 13% moisture and lower than average test weights. Mike McClellan of Plainville was rallying his harvest crew to finish off a pair of small fields before storms rolled into the area. He said these fields are yielding above 60 bushels to the acre, and it's some of our better wheat so far. McClellan reported that his worst fields so far had 30 to 40% hail damage, a story that sounds familiar to many farmers in the area. He also lost one field with several others sustaining severe damages from wheat streak mosaic virus. McClellan joked, "We may be cutting until Christmas at this point." but I am aiming to get done by July 15th.
That's Marcia Boswell with Kansas Wheat. Of course, harvest has wrapped up in central and south central sections of the state. We still have that western and northwestern section of Kansas to get finished up as far as wheat harvest 2017 is concerned. Ag News, harvest update from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
15 of 21 games. It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is agriculture. This may sound like a ridiculous question, but how much would the Midwest miss animal agriculture if it went away? More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Yes, it does seem like a ridiculous question to ask, but how much would the Midwest miss animal agriculture if it went away? That premise was the basis of research paid for by the Indiana Soybean Alliance, and one of the board of directors is Angie Steinberger of Edinburg, Indiana, down in the southern part of the state.
The Indiana Soybean Alliance, as well as several of the other of the commodity groups, were able to sponsor an economic impact of animal agriculture study for their each region in Indiana. And it is amazing the results that were that resulted from that study. We have about $11.2 billion worth of animal agriculture in our state. That's about 21,000 farms that have animal agriculture. And what's amazing to me is how much money that impacts for our communities. What it does do, this particular study shows not only the direct impact of animal agriculture, but it does show that ripple or multiplier effect. And one thing that surprised me in that particular report is that for every job in animal agriculture, say for poultry and egg production, there are additional 6 people employed as a result of having that one worker in production of eggs. And that also translated into a different additional dollars. So for each dollar of sale from eggs generates 88 cents of additional income for our state through other entities. Like, say for an instance, if you produce pork, you buy feed, that's the number one consumer of our soybeans in Indiana, and as a result of that, those people that work in the poultry and the pork industry will then spend those dollars out in the community. So it's a win-win for not only agriculture in general, but also for our economy as a whole in the state.
That's in the state of Indiana, and I suspect that if you examined the impact of animal agriculture on the economy of your state, you would get similar results. That's Angie Steinberger of the Indiana Soybean Alliance. Back after this.
Whatever insurance coverage you need, call the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance in Marysville. prompt, competitive quotes for your motorcycle, boat, RV, or camper. Let us help you with your coverage options and determine what's right for you and your budget. Don't risk being uninsured when an accident happens. You'll find us downtown Marysville at 709 Broadway or a call away at 562-2393.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
No sale Monday at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. They're closed yet for the summer harvest. They will have a sale on Monday, July 10th. Alternating sales every other Monday in July and August on their summer schedule. For early consignment listings, contact their field men or Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. For a listing of consignments, go online to Beatrice77.net. No sale Monday, July 3rd. Next scheduled sale is Monday, July 10th.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, good Monday. Alcides Escobar had two hits and two RBIs, and Scott Alexander picked up his first major league victory as the Kansas City Royals beat the Minnesota Twins 6-2 yesterday. The Royals have won 15 of 21 games to move a game above 500 into a tie with the Twins for second place in the American League Central. Royals pitcher Jason Vargas and catcher Salvador Perez have been named to the 2017 MLB All-Star roster for the American League. This marks the first All-Star game for Vargas, the fifth for Perez, who will make his fourth consecutive start at catcher. Eric Hosmer lost out to Toronto's Justin Smoke at first base. Hosmer had led the voting up to this week. Mike Moustakas has a chance to make the roster on the final vote ballot. Mid America Network Sports.
There's always need for agricultural information. There's always need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
An atheist group is raising questions about prayers at high school basketball games in western Kansas, but school officials are defending their practices. The Freedom From Religion Foundation sent letters to the Shaolin and Westkin school districts complaining about basketball players praying after games in January with coaches participating. Bryce Harper homered twice against Carlos Martinez. Max Scherzer struck out 12 over 7 scoreless innings. And the Washington Nationals beat the St. Louis Cardinals 7-2 last night. The Cardinals had won 4 straight and 6 of 7 overall, including series victories over the Arizona Diamondbacks and Nationals. And